Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. We're talking about programming your own mind. My mind, the mind overall is one of my favorite topics. It's what I experienced from my near-death experience. It's definitely something that I'm always curious about, is the mind and how to rebuild it, which is what I did. And it's not a one-time fixes-all thing, by all means. Constantly keeping yourself in check and aware, and the ability to make the brain malleable and your mind malleable is one of my favorite topics. So that's what we're talking about today with Chris Howard, who has been a mind trainer for a very, very long time. And he has recently implemented his 2.5 decades worth of teachings into a program that can help you resolve any problem. And I love this because we're inviting callers now to call in during this time. And Chris is going to do live on-air coaching with you to help. If you have a problem, give us a call and Chris is going to help. Are you good with that, Chris?
Yeah, I'm really good with that. And we're going to be using the AI. So people should know that if you call in, we're going to put your information into the ChatGPT, just so that you're giving us consent.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, there's no name associated with it. It's going to be your problem. okay. So Eric in Austin, Texas. Eric, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Lisa, and congratulations on your new summit.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Guy has got a great new summit coming out. It's going to be live. It'll be fun.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, so tell me, did you have a problem that you wanted Chris to solve, or did you have a question for Chris?
I have both, actually, if okay. I may, if cool. that's cool. Chris, yeah, first of all, I signed up for your tickets. I actually scored a pair, so I'm really excited about that.
Excellent.
Awesome. Yeah. And I missed your first name. What's your first name again?
Eric.
Eric. Pleasure.
Yes. So should I start with the question, or should I start with the coaching thing?
Whatever you prefer.
How about the coaching thing?
Okay, let's do the coaching thing first. I've been running into a lot of problems with finances. I keep very close track of my budgets and so forth and so on. But due to unemployment gaps and so forth and so on, I find that, you know, my expenses outrun my savings a lot and so forth and so on. And I just really I really get frustrated sometimes with, you know, just trying to keep up with the bills and, you know, finding that dream job that I like, that I'm really excited about, that's really long term. So I think those are the two things that really frustrate me the most.
All right. So what I'm going to work with first, here, Eric, is our perfect coach, and each one of the chatbots that I've created, they do different types of things. So this particular one will ask us questions, and I'm just going to, if I was doing coaching or therapy with somebody, I could, you know, ask the questions myself, but it's fun to have the experience of this asking the right questions. So I'm going to just give you the questions it asks. So here's your first question. Ready?
Okay.
In what ways have your unemployment gaps provided you with unique opportunities or insights that you might not have had otherwise?
One has been getting clear about the characteristics that I want in a job, and actually making sure that I stick to what I want versus settling for what I for what's offered to me.
Okay. All right. Great. We'll get our next answer here, or our next question for you. How might these periods of clarity and self-awareness become a foundation for not just finding a job, but creating a career path that aligns with your deepest values and aspirations?
I think what I find is that after each job is either completed or terminated, that I basically go through, find out, you know, basically make a list of what I do like versus what I don't like, and I try to focus on what I do like, so that way I can present it as answers within an interview.
Got it. So here's your next one.
Okay.
How can transforming your lists of likes and dislikes into a vision of your ideal career help you navigate not just the interviews, but also guide you in creating opportunities that align more closely with what you truly want?
Oh, darn. That's a tough question.
Do I ask you again?
You're tracking it, though, Eric. Keep going.
Yeah, you are. Okay. So how can transforming your lists of likes and dislikes into a vision of your ideal career help you navigate not just the interviews, but also guide you in creating opportunities that align more closely with what you truly want?
I would say it's kind of an unknown, so I'm going to take a really educated guess at it. I think what it does is it basically allows me to be more ambitious and really put myself forward as far as saying, this is what I can offer the organization or offer the team, and this is what I can create that basically is a benefit to not only the customer, but also the company as well.
Got it. We'll ask you one more of these, and then, and by the way, what's your experience as you're responding to the questions?
It's very interesting. It makes me think. I love that because of the fact that I love being kept on my toes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
here's what I want to make you think a little bit. It says, how can embracing this ambition and clearly articulating your unique contributions lead to not only achieving your financial goals, but also experiencing a profound sense of fulfillment and purpose in your professional life?
Let's see. As far as I think, you know, achieving my financial goals, of course, is that, you know, one of the things that I see is that my savings increases rather than depletes. That's a big thing. I also see that the career is not just a job, but a, you know, more play. It's something that I look forward to doing each day, even through the tough, scenarios.
I like that. And that's important, isn't it?
Oh, way important. Yes, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so here's what we're going to do now. I'm going to take you over to just one more, and this is fun. So we were in one chat bot. You can, that's okay. One that it's called our perfect coach, and you can talk to that on your own or with me. But I'm going to take you into another one that's called your hero's journey, and I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions here. So let's see. Let me put this in there. Okay, here we go. So the first question is this. Tell me about the biggest challenge. And we've already been talking about a challenge, so I'm just going to take what we've got there and put that in there for it. So it says, Eric, your journey already paints a vivid picture of resilience and clarity in the face of challenges. Your struggle with financial instability due to unemployment gaps and the quest for a fulfilling career that aligns with your values is the cornerstone of your hero's journey. The frustration of meticulous budget tracking amidst financial strain are your dragon to slay, and your dream job represents the treasure that you seek. Hold on one second. Let's...
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
So far, I mean, that makes sense, Eric. The dream job does represent what you're seeking.
Absolutely, it does, yes.
Yeah.
All right, see. Here we go. This is a story I have for you. Ready?
Okay.
In the heart of a turbulent world, where the winds of uncertainty blow fiercely and the seas of change churn endlessly, there lived a steadfast soul named Eric. His journey was not one of ease, for he navigated through the tempests of financial instability and the voids of unemployment gaps, a relentless quest for stability and fulfillment. Yet within him burned the light of resilience, a beacon guiding him through the darkest nights. Eric's tale begins in a realm shadowed by frustration and challenge. The dragon he faced was formidable, breathing fire in the form of financial strain and elusive career fulfillment. He stood at the edge of this chaos, a ledger of budgets in one hand and a compass of aspirations in the other, seeking a path to a land where his dreams could take root and flourish. His vision was clear, a horizon where his career was not merely a means to survive, but a calling that stirred his soul. He yearned for a realm where his savings were not a dwindling stream, but a burgeoning river, nourishing his future and the dreams he dared to dream. Yet between him and this realm lay a vast wilderness filled with the beasts of doubt and the specters of missed opportunities. Armed with the lessons of each job's end, Eric crafted a shield of clarity and a sword of ambition. He discerned the essence of what he sought in his career, not just the title or the task, but the purpose and passion that would ignite his spirit each day. With each step, he refined his vision, transforming his desires into a beacon that pierced the fog of uncertainty. As he ventured forth, Eric encountered guardians at every turn, challenges that questioned his resolve and trials that tested his courage. Yet with every encounter, he grew stronger, more adept at wielding his insights and ambition. He learned to articulate his unique contributions, not as skills or experiences, but as offerings to the world in need of his light. And then amidst the wilderness, Eric found it, the bridge to his dream horizon. It was not a structure of stone or wood, but a tapestry of connections, opportunities, and moments of serendipity woven by his unwavering resolve and the clarity of his vision. As he crossed this bridge, the world transformed around him. He arrived in a land where each day dawned with promise, where his work was an extension of his essence, a dance of creativity and impact. Here, his financial worries were but a memory, replaced by abundance that flowed as freely as his passion. His career was no longer a job, but a journey of joy and discovery, a path that led not just to success, but to fulfillment and purpose.
Wow.
In this new realm, this is the last part.
Okay.
In this new realm, Eric found not just the stability and fulfillment he sought, but a deeper connection to himself and the world around him. His journey with his trials and triumphs had transformed him. He had become not just a seeker of dreams, but a creator of realities, a beacon of hope and possibility for all who crossed his path.
How does that make you feel, Eric?
Astonished. Wow.
That's a good reaction.
Whoa. Okay.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That's you.
So cool.
See?
Wow.
That is basically the whole idea here, is it turns around and puts you into a state of, this is me, and somebody feeds this back to you, and that's powerful.
That is amazing.
Yeah, isn't it? It's just wild, and it's just the beginning. Like, this is, I'm showing the simplest ones.
Wow.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I can't wait to face my other demons to these tools, man. This is really cool.
Isn't it awesome? Yeah, thanks for jumping on here and saying hi.
And you know a certain amount about technology, right? So you understand how it works.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Beautiful. All right. Well, thank you. And go forth and prosper, my friend. Have a great time with that. We are your hype people. All right. Thanks, Eric. So that basically is, I love that Eric was an example of something like that, because I know that a lot of people listening have this fear of AI, and I'm not here to tell you not to. I'm basically here to say this is different. And yes, there are certain concerns around AI. You've heard them, I'm sure, Chris, and there's a lot of things, that could...
Yeah, no, we've got to be careful. We've got to be cautious with how we move forward and all of that. But it's an exciting time. And I think that's what people, that's what I hope to help people realize. Because truly anything you ever wanted to do, I feel like you can do it now. I just see so much possibility here. And essentially what we do with these types of tools is we're just opening up people's imaginations. All of our problems are problems of imagination, and all of our solutions are solutions of imagination. If you do get somebody else on, I'd love to do, we can do one that's even a little bit briefer, but Yeah. Equally powerful. Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah. Actually, on that same topic, John from Virginia Beach has a question about AI. John, welcome to the show. What is your question for Chris?
Thank you. I'm a little confused, to be honest with you.
Great.
I thought that was going to come out and say, get a janitor job. You'd be good at that, or something like that. Instead, all it did was present a beautiful complimentary presentation of someone's life without any specifics, except to say, to encourage that person and to make it sound like a novel, like how beautiful, a motivational, beautiful thing that had absolutely no concrete suggestions of how that person's going to do any of that. It's just like it wrote a book, and it was beautifully worded about that person's life as far as what they could be if things work out. But I didn't hear anything, and I'm wondering, too, if you speed the thought process up, and a body has a head with the brain, it has a heart, it has other organs. If you don't have a heart and you just increase the fast speed of the brain, and you don't have the conscience either in the brain, doesn't that throw the body out of balance? Isn't that why God gave us a heart, so we have warmth and compassion and for our reasoning? And maybe that's why we don't think so fast, and we're not supposed to think like the rocket speed of sound, well, because we have morals,
yeah,
and things we have to evaluate in everything that we do in our profession that we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a dream job, but maybe it's not that we don't think it's religiously going to be satisfactory to our beliefs.
Right.
In Christianity.
Right. For that. So I think we are to your first point, your question, your first point, it did give him a state change. I think I heard him, Eric, feel really good about that. Yes, you're very right, John, about not having specifics, and we don't know the specifics of the job or what he would be doing in the time of day and so forth. But we did see his, I don't know, Chris, what do you think?
No, one of the things that Dr. Milton Erickson noticed, and he over time, was that people's unconscious minds, their body minds, the 95% of who they are, is far more powerful than we give them credit for. And he became less and less directive over time as a therapist, and he focused more on what was going to drive that person to actually make a change. But to your point, John, right there, the heart, I mean, we've all had stories that have warmed our hearts, and that's part of that heart and part of that connection. Mm. You know, for me, I look at this as being a gift from God, because it helps us to make connections faster than we could have made before.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.